Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We were going to do a little April's Fool thing tonight here, a skit, and it just...
The fact is, we can't act.
We just were failures at this.
I just sound so bad trying to read this stuff. And honestly, my friend, you didn't sound very good either.
You know, you've always told me, Mark, there are these radio spots sometimes where you play a character. Mm-hmm. And you've always said, Ian, you're awful at playing characters, but right. You're very good at being the announcer.
The announcer guy, you can knock that out of the park. You're fabulous with it. But neither one of us can act.
In this one, we would only be playing ourselves.
However, I'm not even good at acting like myself, acting like something.
Let's at least give a general idea of what this concept was going to be, and certainly give credit because the guy that wrote it certainly deserves it.
Right.
Because he put a lot of effort into this.
There's a guy who's writing it's an anarcho-capitalist adventure series, and it's at www.freedom-engineering.com. And he had us, you know, sort of reading a doomsday scenario of what was going on.
Right, the dollar is tanking.
Fires in the streets.
Ron Paul's been assassinated.
Shootings everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And then at the end of it, we go, April Fools. And then tell everyone to go to freedom-engineering.com. However, it'd just really be bad if we did that because, you know, it wouldn't be convincing. But please do go and read the...
Yes, Orson Welles, We Are Not.
Right. Read a really great series at freedom-engineering.com. And I think you can actually help write it a little bit.
I think he sent me an email or something like that, or maybe it was an instant message. Are we characters in that, Mark?
I think so, yeah. I believe we're parts of
I have yet to actually read it myself, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I have to say, it sounded well-written, even though you guys didn't do
well
justice
written.
At all. But it sounded well-written, so I think it'd be worth checking out. And, you know, it was interesting. I wonder how many people would have headed for their bunkers.
Yeah, the first draft was really kind of... saber rattling, and it was a little too violent, so I kind of had to tone it down. But
right, so that makes for a great book. However, people listen to this show, and we didn't want them to get too crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, supposedly with Orson Welles, War of the Worlds. Although I don't think this is true. You know, some people killed themselves or something. That's what the stories are. But I don't believe that's actually true.
I don't know. I believe it because think about it, Mark.
A troupe of actors. Recall that.
Right.
I mean, that's what that was. Those were a bunch of actors.
Right. It was radio drama.
Mm-hmm.
But think about that. I mean, back in those days, people only got their information from very, very limited sources. And if what you're used to hearing is the news on the on the top of the hour, on the dial, you know, every single hour, and then all of a sudden it changes up on you, and it's not April's Fool, I could see why some people would buy into
that. They did say at the top, before War of the Worlds, I happened to have it on CD, and I really do enjoy reading. I'm an Orson Welles fan. Mm-hmm. My cat's name is Wellesley for a reason. Senior Grouchy Pants' sort of original name was Orson Welles.
And, oh, okay.
You know, he's called Wellesley for a reason. But... It was
because he's overweight too. Because I
right.
heard
well, he
Orson
is,
was kind
he
of
is
big.
Fat and he will eat no dry, crunchy cat food
right.
before it's time. However, they did say at the beginning of the show that this is brought to you by this troupe of actors. And,
really,
and, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
However,
but if you tune in after that, then.
That's what happened. Is there was some popular show that was on, and then it went to something that was unpopular on another station there in New York City, and. They were already in progress, and this is what people heard, and then they go into the first announcement or the second announcement or something. It's aliens and the spaceship's opening up. Oh, my God, it's a tentacle. They're, you know, first tractor's being burned. It was, you know, it was really very cool. I loved it.
As evidence that some people will really believe anything they're told, you can go back to the conspiracy theorists we were talking about last hour. So a lot of people, they don't really question very much. They just take what it is that they're fed, and they believe that it's the truth.
Oh, even normal people, I mean, if they see it on TV or they hear it on the radio, it must be true because that's where the truth comes from. Through the, I mean, in their mind, yeah. That's where the news comes from and the authorities speak.
Well, I have been taken a few times, and I consider myself not particularly any less gullible than anyone else. I just try to make a point of questioning, You know, what is it that I'm seeing? Where is this coming from? Try to make a point of that. But even sometimes, even with the Zapcar, Mark, it's a perfect example of how Free Talk Live, we didn't do any real serious research on that. We got this news report about this electric car that was supposed to be really affordable and sexy, and it was supposed to be coming out soon, and it had Lotus's name attached to it. Turns out the entire thing is a big, you know, scam.
Yeah, Lotus is attached to Tesla and has nothing to do with ZapX.
Right, but you know, we took that and we aired it on the radio as though it was something legitimate. It was being reported as though it was something legitimate, but so somebody didn't do their due diligence. As a result, we didn't do our due diligence, and this is how bad information gets passed down, which is why we reiterate frequently, or at least often enough, that this isn't a news show. Sometimes people will call in and suggest that, oh, I love you guys, got a great, you know, so great you're doing this show to get the real news out there. There's no news on this show. If you're listening to Free Talk Live for news, well, you're in the wrong place. Yeah, you can get news at the top of the hour on all of our radio station affiliates. That's probably where you want to get your news from. But even then, we always say that, A, this isn't a news show. B, question everything we say, because just because we're sitting behind microphones doesn't make us any more special. We have listeners who have said things like, well, you guys are experts. Really? When was it I got certified as an expert on anything? I don't think I'm an expert on much of anything. So, you know, I'm just a guy with a microphone. Don't believe anything you hear on the radio, even from the news organizations, but let alone this show. This show's, as we talked earlier, a show about your calls. You can call in and claim anything you want to claim. You wouldn't trust our callers. Why would you trust us?
I would like to say here regarding War of the Worlds, Robert Bartholomew and Hillary Evans suggest in panic attacks that hundreds of thousands of people were frightened in some way. But note that the evidence of people taking action based on this fear is scant and anecdotal indeed.
Hmm.
Contemporary news articles indicate that the police were swarmed with hundreds of calls in numerous locations. But stories of people doing anything more than calling up the authorities typically involve groups of ones or tens and were often reported by people who were panicking themselves.
Mm.
So there's really
a lot of misinformation.
There was panic, but every break CBS came and said this is a joke.
Fear. Okay.
And it's turned into War of the Worlds itself was such an amazing groundbreaking broadcast that it has turned into an urban legend in and of itself.
Wow, okay.
You know, that people were going nuts, looting and killing and all kinds of things like that, and that really didn't happen. Which is nice to know. That, you know, Americans didn't go about, oh, well, the aliens are here. I think I'll go get myself a color TV.
I guess they couldn't have really gone and got themselves a color TV at that time. But
did they have TVs at that time? What year was that War of the Worlds happened?
I thought it was 38.
Yeah.
38.
Very good. Yeah, 38.
That's so that was pretty much before anyone normal could afford TV. I think that was before TV was
I can't tell you about TV. I can tell you when War of the Worlds aired.
So just to reiterate, this show is not a news show. Don't expect to get any news from here. We might bring you a news item from time to time, but there's no guarantee it's going to be fresh. Some of the news stories you'll hear
don't trust what you hear on the news.
Yeah, are months old on this show. We usually bring them up for the purposes of a discussion, for the purpose of talking about the issue that's behind it. Free Talk Live focuses more on issues and ideas than it does the news of the day. So just to make all that clear, and again, you will take your calls about anything, so let's go to the phones and go to the amp line on screen. Who is this?
This is Mac from Georgia.
Mac, what's on your mind?
I just want to give you an update.
Okay.
On my probation situation. I went to see the lady today.
Yeah.
Told her that I couldn't pay her. Now she's trying to make me see her every week.
Hmm. Uh-oh.
Well, it beats being violated.
Well, his freedom's being violated, but I see what you mean. You mean thrown in a prison cell?
Correct.
No, so I'm talking about...
So she's threatening that? She's saying if you don't pay her, then you'll have to come see her more often?
Yeah, weekly.
So are you willing to make that trade-off?
Actually, if I could come up with the money to pay the fine, I can get off probation.
Wait, you can... Oh, if you pay a fine in full, they'll just take you right off probation?
Oftentimes, that they really just want the fine paid.
It's always about that, right?
Yeah.
It's all about the cash. So yeah. What are you going to do, Mac?
I'm trying to scrape up the money. If not, I'm just at a club where it's long enough to get the money paid off.
It's hard for people that are on probation because they really don't get anything for paying off their fine except getting off probation. But, you know, when you make these payments, you're not getting anything for the payments. But this probation can really blow up in your face, and one can end up in jail for years.
Yeah, I'd say it would probably be worth it to just get rid of it. Thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Bring it, Benny.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOB creekrange.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site are free, so enjoy those on us.
The features, by the way, include the updates. Get on the list. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on there for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April the 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns, flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. It's knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com. Nick, you said you saw some video of it on YouTube?
I think I've seen it on YouTube. I think it was on the History Channel for some reason, too. At one point, but yeah, and Ian, I had heard Ian ask the question of whether you could rent the helicopter and fire the machine gun from the helicopter, and I've seen footage from Knob Creek of that being done.
Are you kidding me?
If you want to shoot an M60 out of a Huey and
that's awesome.
Shoot up targets from the air.
They have this grand finale at night where they load explosives into cars.
They shoot at the explosives and they fire a lot of tracer rounds. If you look for
it
online.
Blow up cars?
Yeah. Sure if they're cars, but they blow up big targets.
Things blow up.
Yeah, so
you can't beat that.
Look it up online.
Blowing crap up is great.
Yeah, if you can afford to go, I would recommend
it. $10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's taking the time off work.
And getting there, so if you're in another part of the country. But.
And you probably could scoot there at the very least, just go on the last day on the 13th. I think it's, is it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? 11th.
I don't have my calendar in front of me right now.
Yeah, I don't have it either. It's the 11th through the 13th.
Yeah, but it's a national event, and I think from what I've seen, it's a very very impressive event.
Yeah, I've certainly got the...
That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So you can go Saturday or Sunday, and you wouldn't even have to take any time off work.
Yeah, you should look for that video, Mark, of the night shoot. It'll blow your mind.
I never even imagined such a thing. They said it was the world's largest, but...
They're not kidding.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They're not kidding.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls and start things out with Dave in Canada. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Dave in Canada. Actually, a little bit more than just in Canada. I'm in Waterloo. Now, I'd just like to know one thing before we start. These helicopter rides at Knob Creek, are they black helicopters by any chance?
But, I don't think so.
Going away from that, and no, aliens are not eating my brains, but I do want to talk about conspiracy theorists and such.
How about it?
Now, I'll tell you that way back when the Internet was in its infancy, and I was down in South America. We started up a cyber cafe down there. And once 9/11 happened, after that, and I started to check out things on the Internet, and I found out about various things that had happened, I started asking tourists, how many buildings had fallen down in New York City on September the 11th? And you know what they used to tell me? They used to tell me two.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, the big question is, what do you think happened to World Trade Center number 7?
I think that it was so damaged by debris falling from 1 and 2 that it collapsed on itself and that they pulled a group of firefighters out of there.
But some people believe it was blown up from the inside. But I, you know, really don't care what happened because it's a non-issue for me.
It's a non-issue for you.
That's correct.
I understand that. Even though it could be potentially the fact that Mr. Silverstein and such were involved in a conspiracy.
There could be all kinds of potential conspiracies, sir.
Whack of money. I mean, that could be.
It's an interesting theory.
How
come the insurance companies aren't investigating that?
Make billions of dollars.
How come the insurance companies that have to pay out those billions of dollars, how come they aren't investigating that more thoroughly?
That's a good question. You know, that's a really good question. And that's something that, you know, like, I'm not really sure what happened that day myself. And the thing that really surprises me is that, getting back to that thing about me asking the tourists how many buildings had fallen down, it's incredible how many said only two.
I would say that mostly because they're misinformed.
Only one or two in about 3 years of asking that question, only one or two actually answered the right answer.
Well, I would say that's because people are largely uninformed and really just don't care about the 9/11.
I think it's they saw the two main towers fall on TV, and that's what they remember about the event. It's, you know, whether that's significant. I think it speaks to what people remember what they see on TV. People put too much faith in TV, and they don't, you know, think to say, oh, yeah, there was another building that collapsed. But to be honest,
right, all you hear about is the Twin Towers. But Twin Towers.
But Building 7 did get shown. I mean, it did get covered as it collapsed. So.
And don't you think that there would be a lot of debris falling? Even let's say that 1 and 2 were legitimately bombed by airplanes. Don't you think there would be enough debris falling that it would likely, you know, destroy 7 to the point?
Well, it's hard to say, you know, because I wasn't there. There really wasn't enough investigation.
Neither was I.
As to,
oh, it's speculation either way. I don't appreciate Mark speculating just as I don't care about the conspiracy theorist speculating. To me, I could care less what caused Building 7 to fall. It does not matter. Or I couldn't care less, I suppose. It just does not matter to me one iota. But some people find it absolutely fascinating and they want to spend all their free time on it, in which case I say to them, it's your life. You should pursue whatever it is that makes you happy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for letting me let off some steam here. Thanks. I'm going to let the aliens get back to gnawing on my frontal lobe.
Thanks for the call.
If you just wear a little tinfoil hat, it'll keep them off.
That will. You're right. I'll sell you one, too, for $1,000. Thank you for the call.
Special tinfoil cap.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. Rick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick. All right, this is a big April Fool's joke this year. Well, this is Rick Astley, I believe. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh man, he didn't even get to the vocals. Anyway, when I heard that song for the first time, I thought it was a black dude that was singing it. But if you actually watch the video, it's this skinny little white kid
with perfect hair.
Yeah. Now, So there have been some other April's Fool pranks going on the Free Talk Live website, and that was one of them. If you go to store.freetalklive.com, that video will pop up, and you can watch Rick Astley sing Never Gonna Give
Why
You
Why is it called Rick Roll, then?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know either. The song came out, it's a contemporary for me in high school or whatever, and I don't know anything about it. I remember
maybe getting, when people send you to the Rick Astley video on the internet, they say, you've been Rick Rolled. This is a big internet thing where someone will send you a link and they'll claim, hey, check this, you know, some naked chick or, you know, whatever it is they claim the link is. And then you click
the hell out of Goatsy, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, then you click on that link and it's actually the Rick Astley video and it says, you've been Rick Rolled or you got Rick Rolled. And so maybe rolled is some sort of internet slang.
Apparently it's something, some precursor called duck rolled, but I don't know anything about that either.
Yeah, the problem with the internet memes is that you have to know the history of them to really appreciate them. And if you're coming across it for the first time, yeah, you'll be confused.
LOL.
800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Relevant, irrelevant, anything goes.
Roful.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version. They're both free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. Also, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to meet your Internet and Free Talk Live pals and make new ones, as well as see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. There's a lot going to be going on. Always more things being added to the schedule. It's going to be the Liberty event of the summer, I think, and hoping to see you there. That's porkfest.com. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Going to Al in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Al. Hello, Al in Montana.
Hello.
Hey.
Usually libertarians are concerned with one magnitude, and that is the magnitude of the role of government.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another magnitude, too. Can you guess what that would be?
I have no idea.
The purpose, the desired ends to government?
No, that would be, again, the magnitude concerning the role. But there's a magnitude of physical size of the political unit.
What does that mean?
I started the Nanostate Party a couple of months ago on LibertyForum.com. And it's a virtual party. There's nothing to it except the power of suggestion. And they would be about, say, 1 square mile to about 5 square miles apiece. And there would be about at least 200 million around the globe. They would be just a temporary thing going into ANCAP.
For our listeners that don't know the buzzwords you're using here, ANCAP stands for anarcho-capitalism, but a kind of a nicer way to put that is the free marketplace. So you're suggesting some sort of a transitory government?
Yeah, that's right. And there would be maybe 200-300 people per state. And the only problem is how would you keep them from amalgamating? You know, there are always these...
That's a problem already.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the purpose? I mean, why would you even propose it in the first place? If indeed people have come to the paradigm shift that we would like them to, and that is that voluntary interaction is superior to coercive interaction, then if we've arrived at that paradigm, then people would be ready for the free marketplace and there would be no need for a transitory period.
Well, if is a very childish word. Excuse me for
saying
so. How
about when? How about when people come to that conclusion?
Yeah, well, I don't see that coming anytime close, anytime soon.
So in the meantime, how is it that you plan to...
Implement.
Yeah, get people on board with this nanostate idea.
Yeah, well, it just so happens that I'm living in a town of about 500 people. It's just about right. It's a little big for a nanostate,
mm-hmm.
and it's quite separated from other localities around here. And it's basically an anarchist town. You know, they don't really enforce laws. They have a contempt for the federal government, and. It's a fairly peaceful place, you know, and it's a starting point. It's kind of a model, and I just accidentally...
Well, if it's an anarchist town, what do you have to change? I mean, if nothing's going on, then why bother implementing a government at all?
I like the idea of a security organization, you know, and you'll say, well, okay, there's no problem, you can... You know, voluntarily get together with whoever you want to get to, but then
yeah, that's what I'd say.
Well, all
yes,
right.
I've heard it before.
Well, of course, but the thing is, what if you get 2, 3, 4 of these competing groups in a little community like this? Then you have real hell.
No, sorry, that's not the case. So why would you have real hell? Let's think about this. Why would you have real hell?
Well, in any town, I mean, the town right now, there are at least 2 camps here already. They get on fairly well, you know,
mm-hmm.
but there's no open gun fire or anything like that. But
why do you think that is?
Pardon?
Why do you think there's no open gunfire?
Well, I guess it's just people just don't want to get something like that going.
Well, of course not, because it would be disruptive to their peaceful lives that they're enjoying. So it's, you know, it's anti-society, and it's just not what people are going to do unless they're totally, you're living in a town full of antisocials who have no problem destroying the property of their neighbors and inviting retaliation upon their property. I mean, these things, it's human interest to not start stuff with our neighbors, so... I don't really see what you're suggesting as being a possibility. In addition, not only is it human interest and human nature, but also it's contrary to economics. A protection company that's being operated for profit that has no interest in starting violence because violence is just a way to lose your profits. It's just a way to lose your employees as they decide, screw this. This isn't worth, my paycheck's not worth dying for. So they're going to bail out, and they're going to have to pay more for the employees that they need to actually do their dirty work. Eventually, some of them are going to get killed. Some of them are going to get hurt because people are going to shoot back. And it'll be, you know, it's just, it won't work. You won't be able to make a profit. And that's why those businesses are in business, is to make a profit. So it just doesn't make sense from that aspect.
Well, I don't see a for-profit security thing. I think it would be more of a voluntary thing. I think people love to get involved in security issues. It makes them feel, you know, important. And
sure, like a neighborhood watch group or something like that. Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that all security initiatives would be for-profit, but certainly the ones that would have significant armaments at their disposal would probably be a for-profit security company in some way. There may be a variety of different options, but either way, antisocial people will be dealt with and dealt with quickly in a free market environment by the people that don't want their way of life uprooted by some violent crazy man coming through.
Well, of course, I just happened to be lucky enough to happen upon this little place that is basically an anarchist society. But what about people who live in New York and most people I've lived in?
Screw them. Screw the people that live in New York.
Yeah, well,
I mean, if they want to enjoy their slavery, then let them enjoy it. Because if you want to live in the Empire State, that's what you're going to get. Thanks for the call tonight, Al. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I think you've come to a similar conclusion recently, Mark. If the rest of America doesn't want freedom, then we certainly can't force it upon them. And why bother even trying? If we can free our little section of the country here in New Hampshire, or more specifically the southwest corner of New Hampshire, if we can be free, then it will attract the rest of the people in the world and around here that want to be free. And that's all we need to be concerned with. If everybody else wants to jump on board eventually, then great. If the whole world sets itself free, I think that'd be fantastic. The wealth that would be created would be staggering. But if they don't, well, okay, it won't bother me because I'm searching for my freedom, and that's
right,
what's important to me.
Just, you know, leave me alone is kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, they won't do that.
I think you're right. I mean, why worry about people in another part of the country? We've tried to change, you know, the system overall. We've tried to free the entire United States for, you know, there's been a really organized movement for over 30 years now.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked.
They don't want it.
We can keep banging our heads against the wall. Or we can try to get people who care enough about liberty to move with the Free State Project. We were talking earlier about the results that the Free State Project has gotten here in New Hampshire. Granted, you know, there were fairly modest steps forward, but it's a fairly modest number of people that have moved compared to their goal. So really, I think the Free State Project is your best bet to free yourself, to free the state of New Hampshire. Worry about freeing everybody else after that.
100% in agreement there.
You know, I think that a lot of people wish that the Free State Project had picked another state besides New Hampshire. And, you know,
should have voted.
Well, I would have loved that they would have picked one farther to the south. The most southerly state they had was Delaware. Yeah. But there were a lot of good reasons why Delaware wasn't a particularly good choice.
Too close to D.C.
And this is the state we've got, you know? It's like wishing your ears were smaller or something.
I see nothing wrong with it. I voted for New Hampshire. It was my first choice.
I think that it has a lot of good things going for it.
There's a great document on the Free State Project website. It's called 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, and it is very persuasive. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, but still enough time for your call about whatever you want to make it about. That's the point of the show. 800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. Lots of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, good quality products. We're very pleased with that, and so have our listeners been. We've had all great compliments on the Free Talk Live products. So head over there and grab yourself a Free Talk Live t-shirt or hat or hoodie or something else. Head on over to store.freetalklive.com. Also, if you want to help support the show, then you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. So let's continue with the phone calls. I believe Jeff is on the line in Reno listening on KBZZ. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I just wanted to make an announcement.
Yeah.
Before I get into the government wonks.
Okay.
On April the 13th, less than 2 weeks away, the Grand Sierra Casino and Hotel is having the 2008 Miss Hawaiian Tropic Pageant, their contest. You know, those girls really
turned
me on.
Sounds like a good time to me. Yeah.
Yeah, those girls really turned me on, let me tell you. I don't know if I'm going to be here or not, but
I think we're going to see in the event.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're going to be the DJ Blaze.
That's it. Well, guys, you know, the reason I called is
wait
I
a
wanted
minute.
To talk
is Hawaiian Tropic paying you?
he's got sponsors and stuff.
No, you know, like I said, those girls really turned me on, so, you know.
Send us pictures, man.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that would be cool. I'd like to see what DJ Blaze looks like. I want to see DJ Blaze palling around with some girls on his arms.
Sandwiched between two Hawaiian Tropic beauties.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
No, all seriously, right. You better send that or we're never going to allow you to call again.
He'll get right out of here.
But, yeah, guys, getting back to the government wonks, you know, I tell you, a lot of people talk about a lot of different things, and I try to stay away. You know, sometimes I may talk about something that may be a conspiracy theory, but I try to deal in you know, topics or issues that are in the government's own documents. People don't realize how much information is in the government's own documents, and, of course, even congressional speeches and hearings that are never broadcast, and, of course, lawsuits filed against the government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where I get a lot of my information. And, you know, like the government wonks, the CIA, Black Ops, the DOD, military intelligence, you know, stuff like they're doing out of Area 51. And let me tell you something. They
get something.
Real shook up if you talk about Element 115 at Area 51 and, like, the Red Hat Squadron program or the Dark Star Project and stuff like that.
That sounds scary.
Oh, yeah. So they get real shook up about that kind of stuff. And they wouldn't be getting shook up about it unless there was something to it. And, of course, you know, a lot of the stuff they're doing out there is unethical. And, you know, so basically, like the Disclosure Project is, you know, exposed Area 51, among other things. And
what have they exposed exactly?
Well, Disclosure Project, they have over 400 government, military, federal whistleblowers that are ready to testify before Congress in congressional hearings about some of the stuff that the government's covering up.
Isn't that only about aliens?
Well, not really. It's about other stuff, too. But one of the doctors, Dr. Stephen Greer, two of his assistants were killed over this stuff. So, you know, it's stuff that, you know, he'll tell you himself. This is no conspiracy theory. This is reality. And, you know,
so what's going on, Jeff? You're going to have to get. We don't have time to page through 400 documents. Why don't you give us the executive summary? What is the truth about the government and the aliens? All right, hit us with the hard news.
Well, I think that they're trying to cover up the technology. I think that a lot of people have said, credible people, these 400 government witnesses and Dr. Stephen Greer.
Why don't they try to cover up the technology? Wouldn't it make more sense for them to sell the technology?
Some of the people are saying this worked out there. They're saying that it would bring world peace, but you know how greedy people are.
Oh, well, we know the government doesn't want world peace, so that actually is a plausible explanation. I mean, if there was world peace, then people wouldn't think they would need governments anymore, right?
Exactly. So at least that's what they're telling, you know, that's what I've, you know, the input that I have into it.
Well,
Dr. Stephen Greer is... He's been doing this stuff a long time. He's worked in the government for a long time.
Why did they bump him off? Why did they bump off his assistants?
Well, you know, because I guess they were getting into some things that the government didn't want them to be researching.
But weren't they doing it at his behest?
Well, I'm sure that they were, but in any event, I don't know what happened to them. I just know that they...
See, the problem with the conspiracy groups, the problem with the conspiracy crowd is they don't have answers for the good questions. She's like, oh, I don't know the answer.
How would
they?
You know, it's dark. You know, they keep lots of secrets. There's lots of secrets.
But the questions poke holes in their original theory, and they usually, as the guy called earlier, they usually just brush it aside. They'll admit they don't have an answer to it, but the fact that we poked holes in the point doesn't really fall on the conspiracy theorists as anything successful. They don't really realize that their theory has had holes poked into it, and they just continue moving on and spewing out their points.
Well, I think 400 credible government witnesses that are willing to testify before Congress, I think that that's not a conspiracy theory. I think that if you have 400 people that's worked in the government, worked for the military, worked for the CIA, worked for the Department of Defense, and all these other intelligence agencies.
Hasn't this disclosure thing been going on for a while? It sounds kind of familiar to me. It's been going on for years, right?
I think the biggest problem is the government keeps these secrets, because there wouldn't be any conspiracy to be had around aliens if the government didn't get to keep all these damn secrets.
Right.
And there's no reason why in a country like our own, a democratic country, that the government should have secrets like it does, except that we want to build a giant empire to take over the world.
I think
leading the United States government.
The conspiracy is, and Jeff, thanks for the call tonight, the conspiracy is to have all these secrets, even though it's probably just a bunch of crap. You know, they put just a bunch of boring documents and made them top secret, just to keep people like Jeff really busy trying to unearth it all.
I know there's stuff there, you know, they Area 51 was a black site that they wouldn't acknowledge for a long time. I mean, they were developing technology there, yes. I mean, it was an Air Force test range. That's one of the reasons they kept it classified. The only thing I ever remember hearing from legitimate sources about any kind of exposure at Area 51 was that a group of employees won lawsuits because the government had improperly disposed of some of the jet fuel and they had just burned chemicals in open pits. Mm. No real safety standards there. It's a black site. I guess that's what they figured. But that lawsuit got won. So, you know, that's the only thing I've ever heard getting exposed. They didn't follow health and safety regulations, and they settled out of court because they killed some people by accident. That's all I've ever heard about Area 51.
Yeah, there's all kinds of interesting theories, and that's what all this stuff is. It's just interesting. I mean, you can spend as much of your time on this stuff as you want. And like you said, there's 400 people or, you know, thousands of documents, and think about all the time you could spend just pouring through that information. And indeed, hundreds, if not thousands, or hundreds of thousands of hours have been spent on this. And for what? For more allegations to arise? For more questions to arise? What really has come out of all this? I mean, look, the aliens, either they're looking at you or they're not, right?
I don't think there's much that we could do about the aliens. If they can travel,
we can't do anything about the government.
Faster than light, then I don't think the government can do anything about them either. Why the government would want to keep the information of the aliens, I suppose, to avoid widespread panic, but... You know, other than that, I guess, I don't know.
Why would there be widespread panic, though? I mean, I think most people are familiar with the idea of aliens, right? At least most people in the world of popular culture have heard of the concept of aliens and certainly have seen the movies and maybe seen a special or two about them. People know there's the idea of aliens. You say that the government admitting that there are aliens out there would cause widespread panic?
Well, and why would the government know before we did? I mean, if there are strange lights
in the sky...
That's what
the alien people believe.
Well, that's what they believe, but it's back to the conspiracy theory where the government must know what that strange light in the sky was. There are odd occurrences that happen. The government probably isn't going to be the first people to know unless they caused it and aren't talking about it.
But you see, these people believe that there's a special government black ops, to use that term, some sort of special government agency that is out there actively covering all this up, or out there, they're investigating this, and they're better than all the other government agencies because they're secret and they're really Johnny on the spot.
Yeah,
that's what you're supposed to believe.
It's like every other conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But actually, have you heard, Mark, there is the theory that the UFOs don't come from outer space. They come from under the ocean.
Ooh, a little XCOM action.
You should look it up sometime.
I'm not even in the least bit interested.
I find it interesting to look into, not to believe in any way, shape, or form, but it's a very interesting story that people have managed to
come up with. So what are our alien leaders from the center of the Earth, what's their goal?
There's theories on that, too. It depends on who you believe.
I saw this movie recently called Dreamcatcher, and it was relatively entertaining, but there was just the silliest part was the fact that some of the main characters in the film were allegedly from this government agency that was out there tracking aliens, and they've been fighting the aliens for years in secret, and they're so good at it, and you know that's what their job is, and it's just more of this Hollywood propaganda that gets people to believe that government is somehow effective and good at what it does, and it's just nonsense.
If you saw Men in Black, you'd certainly think they were effective.
More tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.